Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? A super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This was just a thumping, and I'll be honest, everybody on that team should be embarrassed. I'm talking about you shouldn't even want to go out in public around the city this week. On your home turf against Drew Locke and the 4-8 Broncos, just a gross showing. I mean, it was a top-to-bottom embarrassing performance.
Boy, Baylor, what took them so long to go to that third-string quarterback? That kid can wing it, but all that convinced me was that Oklahoma is just not that good. Now, they're going to have a month to get healthy. Well, not a month, but what, 3 weeks to get healthy, but I see almost no chance of them beating LSU. And I might even take LSU to cover 12.5, because what LSU did to Georgia was damn near criminal, and Georgia's a damn good football team.
They are.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get on the Blitz Facebook page, send a message to Aaron. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there if you like. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available at podcastarena.com. No matter how you're listening or watching, we appreciate you guys. Want to also appreciate our buddy Gus from Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, shout out Gus. Brought a little holiday joy for us.
Yes, indeed. I cannot wait to. It's funny. Things that happen when you get old. Like in the old days when the wife was out of town, it'd be like, I'm going to go out and get into some mischief. Now it's just, I'm going to go home, drink beer, and hang out with the dogs and watch TV.
What a life.
It doesn't suck. I went out for about an hour yesterday, had a few drinks with Lawyer Dave after the game, but that's it. I mean, I'm probably in for the week. Does that make me an old?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just...
I mean, don't worry, though. I've been old since I was like 24.
I know, but I just kind of, I have more fun just sitting there drinking my own beer, watching my own TV.
It's a good life.
Yeah, you know, and... You know, take the dogs out a couple times and just chill. I'm gonna watch some football tonight, but I want to get caught up on some other TV too. So we shall see. 409. Only you guys could peel that one off. And this is, see, now it's getting dark. I once knew a girl's ex boyfriend who killed her dog and painted his blood on the wall. Art, maybe.
I mean,
if you take the murder out of it, because that means it's not art.
That's not true. There's some really artistic murders. You ever seen...
That's true.
You ever seen Hannibal?
Yeah, I have. And
remember when he threw the guy out of the library and his guts were all spilled out like his great-great-grandfather?
And you remember when Sting sang Murder by Numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Okay, I'm going to... Before we get to the college...
Remember when Snoop said murder was the case that they gave him?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I actually know some Snoop songs. Not many. But
blast all you fools, even your boo-boo and your baby. Yeah, I remember that. That's art.
Okay, this was the other one that was good. Okay, so can we agree, redeemed on the gym? Everybody like that gym?
I thought it was really, really like a bummer, pretty dark.
Okay, well, you'll like this one then, because this, you know, like I had to go to the bullpen for the second gym on Friday. Well, this was going to be my other one, and I was going to save it for tomorrow, but I think it'll be stale by then. How about this? I'll read you the headline, and then once you get into the details, Kentucky judge...
Oh, I'm already depressed.
...accused of frat house antics and threesomes with staffers.
Dang.
A female judge, Dawn Gentry, was hit with 9 charges by the state's Judicial Conduct Commission, and basically, she hired her band's guitar player, a guy named Stephen Penrose, a former pastor... And then they proceeded to use the courthouse like a swingers club.
Sweet.
They allegedly had a threesome with her secretary, Laura Aubrey, according to paperwork cited by Cincinnati.com.
So a former pastor turned guitar player is having threesomes
with a judge,
and her a secretary.
Yeah.
Man. That's a lot to unfold.
Well, it gets better. Says the judge, who served on a panel to help abused children, also tried to seduce another member of the panel into having a second threesome. A lady named Catherine Schultz, who apparently was not down with it. She
snitched?
Yeah, she quit the panel that she was appointed to. That's apparently,
where I draw the line.
Penrose also annoyed colleagues by jamming on his guitar in a courthouse office provided to him by the judge. Some employees also.
He's her Charlie Manson.
I'm kind of loving this judge. Some employees also allegedly drank and stored liquor in the courthouse. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We do that all the time. But apparently, she was not so lenient with those who did not support her reelection campaign. Some staffers told investigators they were fired for not donating, while others were hired after they doled out some cash. She faces a disciplinary hearing. A date has not been set. She has denied most of the charges, but admitted to allowing Penrose to play the guitar in the courthouse.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not going to get her fired.
No. But, I mean, there's part of me kind of...
I mean, let that woman live.
Yeah.
She wants to do it with her secretary and some weirdo rock star guy. Let her live her life.
Well, I'm, you know, she's kind of, you know, not hot. But she's not
as hot as that teacher from last.
No, the South African teacher. No. Yeah, she was up there. Bryce Sessions, you guys watching The Mandalorian? I haven't started watching. I haven't added Disney Plus yet. I'm gonna do that when the wife gets back. I will watch it.
My kids have watched it. I don't care about it.
I haven't. I just haven't signed up yet. And then somebody's asking about Watchmen. It's really the last few episodes have really dragged, and there's only one episode left, so it kind of depends. My opinion of it's going to be colored by
the
last
episode.
I've
heard people say it's boring, it's killing me, and I've heard people say this is the most brilliant show I've seen. So,
well, you know what? It's the same guy who did The Leftovers, and there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
So if you like The Leftovers, you'll like it. I think the first five episodes, yes, it was up there. The last three have been it's dragged quite a bit.
Okay.
They spent a little too long on some background stories. But if it's like The Leftovers, the last episode will be badass and it'll tie it all together and it'll change my opinion. But I can't really offer an opinion yet until I see how they finish it.
Are they only doing one season of it?
Well, I don't know if I'm sure they've renewed it for a second season.
Okay.
Because there's no way that this was supposed to be just one season, the way they're doing it.
You know what we haven't talked about at all?
What?
Your Rockets protest.
Oh, yeah, got slammed.
I, for one, can't believe it. I thought for sure they were going to say, you know what, you're right. Let's play the whole thing over.
Or let's just give you the win.
Yeah.
Give it to you.
It turns out that they said no. The stupid jerk face NBA said... In the protest, the Rockets argued that the officials misapplied the rules by failing to grant a coach's challenge in connection with James Harden's fourth quarter dunk, and that this error had a clear impact on the outcome of the game by depriving the team of 2 points. While agreeing that the referees misapplied the rules, Commissioner Silver determined the Rockets had sufficient time to overcome the error during the remainder of the fourth quarter and 2 subsequent overtime periods, and thus the extraordinary remedy of granting a game protest was not warranted. So they did what they always do. They quote-unquote disciplined the referees. And they're going to say, hopefully, we're going to continue to investigate this matter in works that it never happens again. That's what we're hopeful of. It will never happen again. That you knew that's what was going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think there's any surprise there that, yes, a mistake was made. And I think it's exactly what we said at the time. Yeah, they screwed up. There's no question, yeah. But they had plenty
calls in every game.
But they had plenty of time to overcome the call, so now you're not going to be able to turn it around. Somebody says Judge looks hot out of the gown. Seems like she's stacked as well. I haven't found a good photo of her. You know, of course, I Google search images of her name once the story comes out because I'm curious, and it's mostly glamour shots, so those look good. But yeah, I haven't seen a photo that I can go, oh, okay.
And Lamont thought the gym was going to be the chicken a thong at the Lakers game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that until I heard Joel and Barry talking about it. And then I made the mistake of going and looking at the video. I depressed people enough last week. I'm not doing it again. I kind of thought banana art and judges with threesomes in the courtroom. little more uplifting. All right, we'll go through all the bowl games when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
What a wild place we're working. What a wild place we're working.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 49ers, so you guys coming down to Gulf Greyhound Park again. I want to get the wife's copy of Jesus signed by Fred. I don't think they're racing live, but we will be down in the Webster area again soon, I'm sure. We've got a few places down there, but I don't know when we'll be getting all the way back down there. But, yeah, come to any one of the road shows, and I'm happy to do it.
And we're there.
And if we're out and about and you know you're going to come and you want a copy, just let me know ahead of time, and I'll bring one for you. All right, let's go through the bowl games. And obviously starting with the important ones, the semifinals. LSU-Oklahoma, which I think the number I saw was 12.5.
Let me see. Current odds. I thought you were going to start with the.
I want to do the important games first, and then the.
Okay, I see.
Bahamas Bowl.
I see what you're doing there. The current odds are LSU -13.
Okay.
Against Oklahoma.
And then
a couple 12.5s out there, mostly 13. So.
Okay, I think that sounds about right. I think 14 inside of 14 is the number. Ohio State, Clemson. Guessing Clemson a slight favorite.
Clemson -2, a couple 2.5s out there. Open 2.5, down to 2. So a little bit of Ohio State money coming in.
All right. As we get into these other ones, you tell me how interested you are in these games on a scale of 1 to 10, and take betting out of it. Just
As from just football.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can tell me if you're a 10 on a betting. That's fine. But just in general, because if you are going to bet it,
I've bet 3 games so far.
Okay.
Those were the ones that that are just wrong to me when the number came out. Okay. So I'll let you know what those are.
All right.
And then, I'll be betting the Clemson Ohio State game for sure. I mean, I'll have more bets, but these are just the 3 that jumped out that I got to get on these right now.
Okay, Memphis, Penn State, Cotton Bowl, December 28th.
I mean, that's a decent game. It's not like a appointment watch, but it's not a bad game.
I was really hoping Memphis would get Georgia or Alabama so I could bet them. What's the number on that?
7.
See, I kind of think Penn State is going to be motivated for this one, too. So not as in love with Memphis as I would have been. And I think Norvell's going to stick around and coach the game, which is cool.
He's offered to. It's just a matter of if they let him.
Yeah.
That opened at 9.5 and got bet down to 7.
Florida, Virginia.
Not interested. Opened at 14, current 13.5.
Yeah, I have zero interest in that game. Wisconsin, Oregon.
Interested.
Yeah.
Opened 3, now 2.5. I think that's actually a pretty good football game.
Yeah, I agree. Baylor, Georgia.
Interested from a betting perspective.
What's the plus on Baylor?
+7.5. Opened 7, +7.5 now. I'll see how high it gets. I'll probably be on Baylor just because this is the spot I always talk about. Sugar Bowl, broken-hearted SEC team versus somebody.
Well, and in this case, this is a big deal for Baylor to make the Sugar Bowl. And
it's not dissimilar to Texas-Georgia last year.
Yeah. Though
that actually kind of turns me off a little bit because Georgia probably remembers what happened last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, half these kids are off to the NFL.
Yeah.
The motivation for them is not going to be much. And this will be one where, oh, well, look, the Big 12 was better than we thought. No, if this game meant something, then I think Georgia would put it on them. But they also play the kind of style that Baylor can hang around. I don't think Baylor's getting – I like Baylor. I may even moneyline him here. All right, let's go to the – there's way too many of these. December 20th, it all starts, the Bahamas Bowl, Buffalo and Charlotte.
What a matchup. Big things happening. Not interested at all.
Nope.
current number's 5.5. Charlotte plus 5.5 against Buffalo.
Yeah. Okay. Frisco Bowl, December 20th. Kent State and Utah State.
Interested even less. Looks like mostly 9.5s. Utah State minus 9.5 against Kent State.
Okay, not interested. December 21st, the New Mexico Bowl. San Diego State, Central Michigan. Ugh. Boy, there's...
it's San Diego State minus 4.5.
You can pretty much assume I'm sitting out most of December 20th and 21st. Cure Bowl, Georgia Southern, and Liberty.
One of the first games I bet. I was high on Liberty coming into this game. I was hoping to get better than 3. So I was hoping for plus 3.5.
Yeah.
And it opened plus 6. That's ding, where ding, I ding. Played it at. So plus 6 on Liberty. And it's plus 5 looks to be about the consensus right now.
All right. The Boca Raton Bowl, SMU and Florida Atlantic minus Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. This is... this was the second... actually, this is the game that I played the hardest when it opened. I love SMU here. This is a... The explosive... So, we just saw Florida Atlantic dog stomp UAB, who... They can't beat Florida Atlantic because we talked about this. They don't have an offense. They've right. got no explosiveness on offense. They could not exploit the weaknesses of Florida Atlantic. SMU can do that. And Florida Atlantic's super weak against the pass. SMU's going to chuck it around. I like SMU minus 3 a lot.
And, boy, an 11-win season would mean
a
lot
to
them.
I'd like SMU down to pick.
Yeah, and SMU, frankly, is... the third or fourth best AAC team is light years better than the best Conference USA team. So I love SMU here. The Camellia Bowl. I once knew a woman named Camellia. Arkansas State, FIU.
I could care less. It's Arkansas State minus 3.
All right, here's the first one why I'm interested in SMU, but this is the first game I'm interested in from a football perspective. Vegas Bowl, Washington, Boise State.
Yeah, I'll watch that game. Currently, Washington minus 3.5.
Ooh, that's I was kind of thinking 3's a number there.
It opened 3.
Yeah.
Money on Washington.
New Orleans Bowl, App State, UAB. New coach for App State?
Yeah, I'll probably like App State here. It's plus 17.5 is the consensus number. Like I just said, UAB defensively is pretty legit, although you wouldn't have known it against Florida Atlantic.
No.
But App State is not a team that's, you know... Despite what I was wrong about the under in the Louisiana game, certainly there was some big plays broken off. UAB a lot better defensively than Louisiana is, but I think it's a slower paced game, clock moving. I think 17 is a pretty big number.
Gasparilla Bowl, December 23rd, Marshall UCF
should be here on ESPN 97.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have that bowl game.
What's the number there? Because I'm liking UCF.
UCF minus 17.5.
That half. Damn it.
It opened at 16.5. Mm. Took some money, so.
All right. On Christmas Eve, 8 p.m., the Hawaii Bowl, Hawaii and BYU.
Open minus 3.5 BYU down to minus 2 BYU. A lot of 1.5s, too.
If I could had gotten it at 3.5, I would have taken Hawaii there.
Yeah.
Independence Bowl, Miami, Louisiana Tech on the day after Christmas.
Opened minus 10.5. Now... Miami minus 7.
Yeah, I was about to say, if it's 10.5, give me all of Louisiana.
That's what
Tech.
I would have said, too.
All you can eat, baby.
I didn't get 10.5, yeah. So I didn't get. I would have gladly taken some of that 10.5.
The Quick Lane Bowl, also December 26th, Pitt in Eastern Michigan.
Pitt minus 10.5 hasn't budged. I don't think anybody wants to put money on it because they don't want to watch it.
December 27th, Mack Brown versus Temple in the Military Bowl.
Mack Brown is minus 5.
Okay. Pinstripe Bowl, December 27th, Michigan State, Wake Forest. Ugh. Interesting stylistic matchup.
Yeah. Michigan State minus 3.5.
Okay. December 27th, Texas Bowl right here on our station. Aggie versus...
UNC Temple also will be on our station.
Okay, cool. Aggie versus Chuba Hubbard in Oklahoma State.
Open minus 4, now Aggie's minus 6.
Chuba's Canadian. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's like, I think he's from Winnipeg. All right. Holiday Bowl, which used to be known as the University of Texas Bowl.
Yeah.
December 27th, USC and Iowa.
USC open 2.5, open plus 2.5, now plus 1.5. So Iowa's slight favorite.
Cheez-It Bowl on December 27th, Washington State and Air Force.
Air Force minus 2.5.
Really?
Yep. Hmm.
Camping World Bowl, December 28th, Iowa State, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame minus 3.5.
I might like Iowa State there. And then First Responder Bowl, December 30th, Western Michigan and Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky minus 2.
I'll pass.
Oh, minus 2.5 now. Sorry. Open 2.
All right. We start
no line on Mississippi State Louisville.
Okay.
I don't know why.
December 30th, Music City Bowl. And the Red Box Bowl, December 30th. This, you should like this bowl because you like Red Box. Cal and Illinois.
Cal minus 4.5.
Boy, what's the total on that? That I'd be interested in.
Let's see here. That is 41.5.
I'm still probably going under.
Yeah.
All right, we'll finish the rest of these. There's not that many when we come back. But right now, we got to tell you about Brooklinen.
Yes, Brooklinen. I'm sleeping on mine right now. My wife's got them on the bed, and I don't want to ruin the surprise, but we've probably got some more Brooklinen sheets coming for Christmas because it changes the game, man. When you start sleeping on high-quality sheets, if you haven't been before, it's really a noticeable difference. And we've been sleeping on nice sheets for a while. The difference was that nice sheets price tag, if you're buying in a department store, that's painful. Brooklinen, it's a really affordable product, and it's just as good, if not better, than what you're getting for those high marked up sheets.
Yeah, I try not to get kicked out of bed now because I don't have them downstairs. But the good news with her out of town, I get to stay upstairs. It makes such a difference. You notice it. They're so good. If you like softness and comfort, the only way to get access to Brooklinen's Days of Gifting event, which is a great deal. They have promotions on a different surprise item. The only way to get access to Brooklinen's Days of Gifting event and free shipping, which you can get as well up to the 16th, just go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Gary said he thought I said the Red Fox Bowl.
That'd be a great bowl.
That would. I love Red Fox. He was one of my favorites. He was funny as hell. And also because late in life, my dad kind of looked like a cross between Red Fox and Yasser Arafat. So I was always a big Red Fox fan for that reason. All right. Let's get through the rest of these. Belk Bowl, December 31st, Virginia Tech, Kentucky.
Don't care. It's currently Virginia Tech minus 2.5. A lot of threes, 2.5.
Sun Bowl, Arizona State, Florida State. Boy, the names are good.
Arizona State minus 5.5.
I don't want any part of that. All right, December 31st, Celebrity Bowl, Navy and Kansas State.
I think that will be on our air, if I'm not mistaken.
Awesome.
Currently is Navy plus 1.
Oh, wow. Give me every bit of Navy.
Okay.
December 31st, Georgia State, Wyoming.
Wyoming minus 7. Where's that game played?
It's the Arizona Bowl, so somewhere in Arizona. The Alamo Bowl, your beloved Texas Longhorns against Utah.
Yeah, like I said, it's 7. I'll be on Texas at 7 or better. It's just a Utah fade. A team that thought they were going to be in the national championship playoff is now playing in the Alamo Bowl, which is like a third-tier bowl.
Going into Friday night, they thought at worst they're going to be in the Rose Bowl.
Yep.
And
this is a disaster for them.
And I can't imagine Utah fan traveling for that game.
Nope.
When they had higher expectations. And after the season they had, it's got to be a huge letdown. And Tom Herman's got a lot to prove. Yeah, a win there will make this season look a lot better. And even though it really doesn't mean anything, but 8 wins will look a lot better than 7 for Texas. Citrus Bowl, Alabama and Michigan.
Alabama currently minus 7. some 7.5s in the market. Eventually, it will go over 7, and I will be on Michigan.
I will as well. Again, Alabama's not going to be very motivated here. A lot of those guys who are going to the pros might not even play, and Harbaugh needs a game like this. So motivation is so important in these games. Birmingham Bowl, Boston College and Cincinnati on January the 2nd.
Cincinnati -6.5.
That's a little more than I thought it would be. Gator Bowl, January 2nd, Tennessee and Indiana.
Did you skip Minnesota Auburn?
Oh, yeah, I did. Outback Bowl on January 1st, Minnesota Auburn.
Auburn -7.5, down from 8.
Maybe it'll get under 7.
I don't know, but I'll be on Auburn if it stays under 10, more than likely.
Okay. Tennessee, Indiana, January 2nd.
Tennessee went from -1.5. No, went from +1.5 to now -1.5.
Okay. The really maybe one of the best bowls ever, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl on January 3rd.
Yes.
Ohio and Nevada.
This is the game we've been waiting to discuss. So let's go into a deep dive on the Bobcats here. No, just kidding. They're minus. Ohio's -7.
Armed Forces Bowl, January 4th, Tulane, Southern Miss.
Wave -7.
I think I might like Southern Miss here. I'm going to, especially if it gets outside of 7. And the Lending Tree Bowl, January 6th, Miami and Louisiana, Miami, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm going to go, well, I say I'm going to go. It's Louisiana's -14 in this game, which is probably a little high.
Yeah. I was hoping for around 11.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to play Miami in this game because Louisiana's offense could boat race them. They're the MAC champions, but that doesn't mean that they're good.
Get back to that Tulane Southern Miss game. We always talk about A&M being sort of the
measuring stick.
The measuring stick they're of the SEC. If you beat them, you're a good team. If you lose to them, you're not. That's kind of what Tulane was in the AAC this year. They were sort of the measuring stick. And I think Southern Miss is better than that. So, I'll probably lean Southern Miss there. I wanted to get back to Tamara Steeler's girls' tweet that from an hour ago. Sorry it took so long, but we had stuff. But said the Steelers have come a long way from 0-3 to 8-5. However, if we can beat the Bills and the Ravens and make the playoffs, I feel Tomlin should be in contention of Coach of the Year. And I do think that, yeah, they win 10 games. He should get some consideration. I don't think this guy will get any credit, but he should. John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I mean, for what he's done with that team. Usually they don't give it to guys like that because, oh, well, they're supposed to be good. It's like, well, they weren't supposed to be that good. And you mentioned Sean McDermott. If those guys get in, that's...
I mean, there's some... I think there are some teams that... expectations, like the Bills were expect their over under in Vegas was 6 and they're at 9, so they're above expectations, but kind of like it kind of the same thing as the Steelers. They don't have any great wins on their resume.
But I think you have to admit they're better than what we thought they were going to be.
You know who I mean, if they let's say the Raiders finish 8-8, they're at 6-7 now. Their last three games are Jags, Chargers, Broncos. It's not crazy to think they could win 2 of those games. If they finish 8-8, I'd argue for John Gruden as Coach of the Year.
I wouldn't. Not for...
I thought they'd win maybe 3 games, maybe 4.
Yeah, but that's... I mean, 8-8 is not enough, especially you look at what Tomlin's had to overcome. I don't think there's a comparison there.
Okay.
Now, if he finishes out 9-7 and they make the playoffs... I'll listen.
What about Jason Garrett?
I'm gonna
you know
go.
What, you know what pisses
I'm
me
I'm gonna
off.
Go with maybe, maybe.
By the way, I've got breaking news. Do we have breaking news sounder? When we went over the games, I forgot to let everyone know. Unfortunately, the Redskins have been eliminated from the NFC East championship race. They will not be winning the NFC East this week.
Too bad.
So, yeah, falling to 3-10 was just too much. To overcome, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a bunch of people mentioned Kyle Shanahan. I think he'll definitely get some consideration as well.
He should.
And really...
Maybe Sean Payton should get some.
Yeah, but he won't because they've been to the AFC Championship game 2 straight years. So, Yeah, and it's not fair. I mean, he should.
It's not right.
Yeah. It's not funny. And frankly, I think Pete Carroll should get some.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, guys like that, they generally don't win because you're kind of expected to be good because you always are. And that's that. It always goes to somebody who kind of caught you by surprise.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, I think that McDermott certainly falls into that category. And Mike Tomlin, again, given the circumstances, had you said preseason they'd be 8-5 right now, you might actually be a little disappointed.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Let me throw one more name out there.
Bill O'Brien.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I think it depends on how they finish. That if they win out, beat the Saints and the Texans twice, win the division, yeah.
They scooped up Ryan Tannehill off the scrap heap and won the division with Ryan Tannehill. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I think you'd have to give it to him if that happens.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen, don't let the cold weather seep into your home through some old, crummy, leaky aluminum windows. Don't do that. You could be saving up to 40% on your electric bills, guys. 40%. Think what you could do with that. Call my friends at Allstate Siding and Windows today and get your hands on their winter special. 30% off all windows. $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family owned and operated for over 45 years. They've got military discounts. They've got senior discounts. They've got first responder discounts. These are the kind of people you want to do business with, guys. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. Give them a call today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. That's AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
What a wild place we work at.
Hey, guys, maybe you're in charge of your company holiday party, and you've messed up, and you've waited till the last minute, and all the places are gone. Well, you still got time to call my friends at Whitmire's, because you can do a really cool thing there. This is unique. Everybody's going to think you're a genius. You can do a barrel pick with your group. We did that a few weeks ago, and they'll bottle it for you right there. Whichever barrel you pick it out of, it'll be yours. And it's so unique. It's something that everybody will love. And they've still got a few spots left, but you need to get on it right now. And if you don't want to do that, just go tour the distillery. You know, they have tours on the weekends. They're fantastic. And when they're not doing tours, they've got a great bar there. And you can go try all of the wonderful products that Whitmire's has. Plus, they have some specialty drinks there that are just fan-freaking-tastic. And if you haven't tried the new rye bourbon blend yet, it's at liquor stores all over the city. It's their new signature drink. It's fantastic. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister in Houston, or go to Whitmire's.com. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery, Whitmire's.com.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the Battleground 2K19 tournament Wednesday, December 18th at Toyota Center at 6:52. Caller 3 to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to see the triple header. Baylor versus UT Martin, Utah State versus South Florida, and Oregon State versus UTSA. For ticket and game info, head to battleground2k.com. December 18th. A special day.
It is. It's all right. My wife's birthday.
It is?
Yeah.
That's right. She shares the same birthday as a really famous person.
Yes.
Marissa Tomei. All right. Dumbass report.
You know that feeling, and you have you ever driven under the influence?
Not for a while, but yes.
But in your younger days, maybe you did.
Up until about 7 years ago, a lot, yes.
Do you remember ever having that feeling like where you're driving and then you hit something and you're like, oh crap, what was that?
I may have backed into a few things.
And you have that immediate panic of, oh no, what was that? Was it a curb? What, you know?
Yeah.
You know what the worst thing you can run into is?
A human being.
You know what the second worst thing you can run into is?
A dog?
A parked cop car.
Oh!
With the cop inside.
Yeah, that's a fail.
Candace Howell. Congrats, female DUI, which is equal opportunity for that, faces charges of reckless driving, DUI, and failure to maintain lane after running into an officer's cruiser in Atlanta. Channel 2 Action News reports that Howell is a Clayton County detention officer. Her status with the sheriff's office is not available. Well, that's the worst when you're in law enforcement and then you get thrown into this.
Yeah. You would think your buddy would take care of you there and not let that become public, but then how are you going to explain the wrecked car?
Let's go to... Oh, did you see the Alex Bozarjian, who is apparently a TV lady in Savannah, Georgia? She was covering a marathon.
Oh, I did see
and
this.
A man walked by, ran by, and smacked her on her ass. And she said, "To the man who smacked my butt on live TV this morning, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better." And now that man, guess what? Lifetime ban from the race.
Oh.
Yeah, can you believe it? Never again are they going to let him pay money to run 26 miles in Savannah, Georgia.
I thought it was a 10K.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Whatever. They're not going to let him pay money to run anymore. So this is, I mean, this is truly a brutal punishment for the man. I don't know what he'll do from now on. Maybe he'll just run without paying money. That would be...
Well, you know, paying money does not give you the right to slap someone's ass.
That's true.
Unless you're in like a strip club or something.
That's also true. Although I think you're technically supposed to keep your hands to yourself, sir.
Well.
Fred and I have had many arguments about impeachment over the last several weeks.
Oh, every day.
And we've come close to throwing hands. But apparently, in Florida, they just let it get that far. An argument over the impeachment hearings turned violent on Friday evening when a man allegedly shoved his 60-year-old girlfriend to the ground in a couple's Florida residence. According to a police report, 62-year-old Ernest Ford and his girlfriend of 7 years became engaged in a verbal dispute about the impeachment hearings. Court records do not further describe the nature of the pair's argument over the ongoing congressional inquiry. The victim told cops that Ford retreated to a back bedroom in the shared residence and continued the argument. When the woman made her way to the rear of the home to confront the defendant, the altercation became physical. The 5'10", 272-pound Ford grabbed the victim by her shoulders, pushed her to the ground. She obtained a scrape on her right knee. He was released after posting $1,000 bond.
Oh, but she's part of that witch hunt. And
Big argument. Big argument. And finally, another Florida story. Pinellas, Florida. Man caused a crash on Park Boulevard Saturday night that caused a boat to go flying off a trailer and close the road for 5 hours.
Wow.
Sylvester Manning, 66 years old, was arrested on DUI, which was his fourth DUI. And
so is he Archie's idiot brother?
I don't know. He's up there, though. This is not good. Manning was booked in the Pinellas County Jail in charge of DUI and DUI with property damage, released after a $6,000 bail. 66-year-old dude. Come on, man.
I'm glad guys can still get out there and do it at 66.
Dumbass.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job today, Aaron, except for your math. Really good job today, Hoffman.
Yeah, if you're going to make math mistakes, make them in my benefit.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You should just always make ours green and just assume we won. And then we'll tell you if we didn't. How's that?
I could do that. I didn't share it with RJ, so.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We will do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
When you're sick, every minute counts. So don't go anywhere. Go to dispatchhealth.com, where high-quality medical care comes directly to you. No getting out of a sick bed. No crazy driving to an emergency room. No endless paperwork. No hospital waiting rooms. Visit dispatchhealth.com to learn about our medical professionals, then make house calls. Dispatch Health is covered by Medicare and most major insurance. Go to dispatchhealth.com.